Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for our morning Rosh Hashanah Nishmas. Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel Nishmas, Rav David Akiva Ben Adar Vadaitzach Ben Akiva Yehuda, Rafuas Chayachab Fei Bas Michalis Basa Tinak Ben Esther Michal. The Gemara in the Sechens Gittin says, Amar Rafuna. Rafuna says, Lo Shana Rala B'Shalom Nisa. Is that we learned in the Mishnah? That if a woman wants to collect a ksuba from the Nechse Yisomim, so we have her take a neder in order to verify that she's telling the truth. We have her take a neder, says Rabbi Gamliel, whatever the orphans want, that if she was makabel the ksuba, then she'll never be nene from X. That's only b'shavonises. That's only when she has not yet been married. Avonises, so she can make this neder, she hasn't yet been remarried, but if she's been remarried, she doesn't. You don't have her make the neder. The Gemara says, why nises do you have her make the, what, do you not have her be no deris? Because the husband will revoke the vow. So even if she wasn't yet nises, She'll take the neder, and then she'll get married, and then her husband will be made for her afterwards. The husband will revoke it afterwards. Amazeyazo, even if she's not nisa, she shouldn't be able to take this neder. It's not going to help. The husband will revoke it. So Gemara says, "No, ain't about mefer b'kodman." The Gemara asks, "The husband doesn't revoke vows before the marriage. Can't do that." Like the Gemara, maybe she'll go to the Chacham will be matir it for her. She'll go to the Chacham, and the Chacham will be matir the neder for her. That's the Gemara's kasha. The husband isn't made for b'kodmim. What about the chacham? So that's the Shaar Ephraim. Why is the Gemara asking Rabbi Hunam Nises my taima? Nises? Why in the case of Nises? Do we say she got married? You don't have her take this neder. Because the husband will be mefer, so even lo nises, the husband can be mefer afterwards. Ki lo nises nami lechim in sven mefer labal, the husband will be mefer afterwards. So how can you, Rav Huna, say lo shanu ela b'nises, ela b'shelo nises? Mishnah Torah Mara, she hasn't yet been, she's not married, but if she's married, then she doesn't take the neder. Mara asks that just like Nises, the neder shouldn't work because the husband's going to do hafara, so to b'shalom Nises, afterwards the husband can do hafara. So frek the Shaar Ephraim, why is the Gemara asking on Rav Huna? The kasha should be straight away on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have her take a neder. The Gemara should have said, what's the neder going to help? Sai Nises, Sai Lo Nises, in both instances, whether she's Nises or Lo Nises, it's not going to be a valid neder. And because the husband can do Hafara, it's not going to prove the point. Because the husbands can do Hafara, it's not going to prove that she's really telling the truth. As Lama Mishnah Omeret, Shemedirim Ota. Oh, Yazol, the husband's going to revoke it. So the Gemara, I have made it a kushya al Rav Huna. But it's not a kasha only, it's a kasha in the Mishnah. It's a stronger kasha. It's the kasha of the Shaar Ephraim. In the Sefer Binyan Dovid, which was written by Hungarish Egoin, I think it's Hungarish, of Maizlish, David Maizlish. So he writes in the name of his father, Rabbi Tzadok of Mordechai Zev. The answer to the kasha as follows. And we can ask a kasha according to what the Rishonim say, that even be mea Gemara, you weren't allowed to be Mekadesh Bibiya. Is that what the Gemara asks? L'chi mincivah, when he's marrying her, so what does it mean when he's marrying her? The Gemara says here, when he marries her, the husband's going to revoke it. So how's he marrying her? The answer is either with kesef or shtar. Because by zman ha-gemore, they didn't do kedusha biya. And we see in Avin Ezer 28:21 that if he was mekadesh or bekesef, that's she's not allowed to get hana from. She's not mekudeshes. And in the Chalakas Machoikek, it's if cut Mem Aleph. And in Simon Lamed Beis, he says that even Bishtara Asr Bahna, she's not Mekudeshes. So if the Kesef is Asr Bahna, she's not Mekudeshes. The Shtar is Asr Bahna, she's not Mekudeshes. So what's the Gemara's Kashe? Even if she doesn't get married, she'll get married afterwards and the husband will revoke the vows. Is it Pashteitza? Why don't we make her a mate take a neder that if she was Makabal or Ksuba, there's going to be an Isur Hanoi on the Kesef and Shtar of the Kedushin? Wherever the Kedushin was with. And if so, there's no chshash that when she gets married, the husband can revoke the vow. Because if she was Mekabo from the Ksuba, then the Kedushin aren't chal. Because what is she saying? She's taking a neder. It's a beautiful eitzah. She's taking a neder that if she was mekabel from her ksuba, the kesef and shtar or shtar kedushin will be asur b'hanoi. And if the kesef and shtar kedushin are asur b'hanoi, she's not married. And if she's not married, then there's no husband to revoke the vow. So that could be the eitzah. In this way, you know she's telling the truth. She could take a nether not to be nana from whatever, from apples. And in addition, she could take a nether that she was nana from Kesef Kedushin. If she received her ksuba, then she's not allowed to get enough from the Kesef and the Shtar. If she's not allowed to get enough from the Kesef and the Shtar, and it turns out she wasn't married, and then the husband has no recourse to revoke the vow. However, the kasha of the Gemara is according to who? Al Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds in Kedushin. Hey, Amid Aleph, that chuppah is kaina. So maybe she got married with chuppah. So it won't help to take a neder that she's not going to be nana from the kesef for the shtar of the Kedushin. Thus, making the Kiddushin invalid, and therefore it's not her husband, it's Rav Huna talking. Gemara is asking Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds chuppah koina. So yesh lacha shetinatsa aidei chuppah. It's very simple. afterwards, we're afraid. So the Rav Huna says, that's only if she hasn't yet gotten married. But if she got married, ain't made the Irinosa. Why is that? So the Gemara says, Nisa is my time. If she already got married, the husband's going to be Mefer. Kilo Nisa is Nami. Even if she didn't get married, when she gets married, the husband's going to be Mefer. So now we ask the Kasha, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Kilo Nisa is Nami Mefer Laba. When she didn't get married, the husband's going to revoke it. Just be made to her that if she was Makaba from Aksuba, she's not going to have Hana from Kesef and Shtar of Kedushin. And therefore, she's not married. If she's not married, the husband can't be made for her. However, we're talking about Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds Chuppah Koina. It's very simple. When she gets married, she's not going to get married with Kesef and Shtar. She could take this neder. But she's not going to get married with Kesef and Shtar. She's going to get married. She's going to get married with Chuppah. And because Rav Huna holds Chuppah Koina. Why Faren for the Kasha? The Shara Farayim. Why did the Gemara ask on Rav Huna, not on the Mishnah? It's very good. The Mishnah is not a Kasha. Because you would say, Medirin La. You also include a ned there on what? On the Kesef and Shtar of Kedushin. And this way the marriage will be off. There's no kasha in the Mishnah how you make it, have her and take a neder, the husband's going to be made for it. No. Because she won't have a husband, because part of her neder is going to be that if she was nana from the Ksuba, then she's now to be nana from the Kesef and Shtar of Kedushin. So that would mean that she's not married, and therefore there's no husband to be made for her. So that's all if he does a Mishnah. The Chuppah ain't a koina. But Rav Huna had gehal, Rav Huna is gehalten, Rav Huna holds. That Chuppah is koina. Ah, so if Chuppah is koina, there's no etza to be made to her. Not to be nana from the Kesef and the Shtar, because she'll just be married with Chuppah. And the husband's hafar will be a good hafar. Because it will be her husband. That's why the Gemara said, the Gemara was Mamid the Kasha Dafka on Rav Huna, not on the Mishnah. So, Harav Meisel Shnatzal writes, V'divrei pi chocham chen, v'nochoin me'oid. The words of the wise are charming. And this is very correct. He adds, V'asher anochi echeze baze, betaretz kushiyat Shar Ephraim. I would like to answer the kasha of the Shar Ephraim. How? Because there's a ha'ara on the kasha of the Gemara. L'chi minseva mefer labal. When she gets married, the husband will revoke her vow. Why is there? What's the kasha? The Avnei Miluim in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet writes that according to Rebbe, who holds that Hezid b'Me'ila b'Misa b'Psachim u'b'Sanhedrin b'Kaimelon b'Nedarim v'Yesh M'Ila b'Koinamois im Kain im Hayavome Asra Hanoa me'Hayavom p'Ture me'Chalitze u'Me'Yivom Davik Mochai v'Krisus. The Ein Kedushin Toifsim. Zakta Avnei Miluim, that according to Rebbe, who holds that if you are amazed, the person doesn't eat of amazed. It's Chayv Misa. And we paskin that when one takes a neder, and then one is over on the neder, it's me'ila because yesh me'ila b'koinamois. That when there's a koinam, a neder, going against the neder is a case of me'ila. If so, if a Yavama asers Hana from the Yavam, a Yavama says she's not getting Hana, she makes a neder, Yesh Meila Bekoinamis. She makes a neder, she's not getting Hana from the Yavam. She doesn't have to do Chalitz and Yivam because there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Just like there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Chagai Krisus, there's also no Tfisas Kedushin when a Yavama makes a neder not to get Hana from the Yavam. Because it's a Chiyuv Misa. It's just like when there's a Chiyuv Krisus, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. When there's a Chiyuv Misa, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Ad kan mitivrei avnei miluim. As im kacha, according to this, a woman who asers hanas tashmisha b'kaina, al echad, a woman who asers hanas tashmisha, she says, Pliny is not letting hana from having tashmish with me. So her kedushin is going to be tofes. Because it's like chai be'krisus. Because there's death involved here. Yesh Meila b'kainamos. And Meila is a chiyuv misa. There's no tfisas kedushin. Evazoi, what's the Gemara's kashe? L'chi mincevah mefer labal. And when she gets married, the husband's going to do hafara for her. There's an etza. There's an etza. Let's have her make a neder that kainim tashmisha mibayla. Kainim tashmisha mibayla. Im kibla miksubasa. If I was a makabel miksuba, then any man I married is not allowed to have tashmish with me. Not allowed to get hana from me. As im kacha, the husband won't be able to be made for the neder. Because it won't be her husband. Because the Kedushin won't be Tofes. Because she was Makabal from her Ksuba, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Because she says, if I was Makabal from my Ksuba, Kainim Tashmisha mi Baila. And if she says that, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, because Kainim is a Neder. Yesh Mila B'Kainamos, and it's a Chiyuv Misa. It's a Chiyuv Misa, it's not Tfisas Kedushin. So we're not worried, we shouldn't be worried she's going to get married, because we just have her take this extra Neder. Like before, we said a similar words. Have her take a neder that she's not going to be neder from the kesef from the shtal of the kedushin. This heist that it's not kedushin. So here also, it's not kedushin. However, this is correct according to Shita Rashi in Yevamis. She'im nases erva le'achara kedushin. Amrinan paki hakiddushin. That if a woman becomes an erva after the kiddushin, we say that the kiddushin go away. Famous Rashi, that what prevents the kiddushin from being chal in the first place also undoes the kiddushin if they're already married. You learn hafkoas chalois from anias chalois. We've discussed that numerous times. Baruch Hashem. So we see in Shulchan Aruch in Yoridei Reish Lamed Daled, she'im asra not hashmisha al kol ha'olam chal gam al ha'ba'al. Ve'ein shem bebach shechal mitam koilel after meshuabedes le'ba'al. State in Shulchan Aruch that if she asks hanas tashmisha on the ganze welt and everybody, it's also chal on the husband. And the Bach explains that it's a koilel. Even though she's meshubah to her husband, since it's chal on anybody, everybody else, it also takes effect on her husband. Saying kacha, we have a kasha. Why does Rav Huna hold? Shebeni says, ein meidirin oisa. Why does Rav Huna hold that if she got married, you don't have her take the neder? Because the husband's going to do hafore. That if she's already married, you don't have her take this, she can't take the neder that she wasn't Nana from the Ksuba, because the husband can pashut be made for the neder. I have an Eitzah. The Eitzah is have her take a neder that if she was Mekabel, Miksubasa, Ye'asar aleha hanas tashmish kol. She's Mekabel the Ksuba, so nobody's allowed to get hana from her. And then the husband won't be able to be made for the neder, because he's not going to be her husband, because the Kedushin are going to be undone, the Kedushin are going to be dissolved. The Pakeh Kedushin. Because now there's going to be a Chiyuv Misa. Her husband has Hana from her. And therefore there's no Kedushin. Because just like there's Menias Chalos, there's Hafkos Chalos. Kedushin now go away because there's an Isser Misa. And therefore we have to say that the Funa doesn't hold like Rebbe. Shehezid b'meila b'misa. There's a chi of misa if he's mezid b'meila, and the meila taking a neder that hanas tashmish on the olam is not going to undo her marriage with the husband. There's going to be no chi of misa. And b'emes we paskin that way, not like Rebbe. And therefore, Rav Huna was correct in saying that Benises, she's already married, ain't made dear and Isa, you don't have her take the neder. There's no Eitzah to say she Hanaz Tash Mishal Olam. So if so, the Gemara asked a very good kasha. When it said, Kilo nises nami, even if she didn't yet get married, when she gets married, the husband's going to be mefer. So we said, wait a second. Why don't we have her take another neder also that hanas tash mishal olam, and therefore the kedushin won't be tofes, and it won't be her husband to be mefer the neder? Because Rav Huna doesn't hold like this. Rav Huna doesn't hold Hezid b'me'ila b'misa. And therefore there is Tfisas Kedushin. Even if she asks us Hanaz Tash Mishal Olam, there's still Tfisas Kedushin. So for and for the Kash of the Shar Ephraim, that we only had to ask, Ma Iksha Shar Ephraim? Shar Ephraim Iksha, that why do we chap on Rav Huna? It's a Kash on the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we have a kasha. How can you, the Mishnah, say that we have her take this neder? This is a decree that she takes a neder. Mazia nises. The husband can be mefer. The husband may for now or later. And a kasha in front, so it's a kasha in the Mishnah. Teretz says, no, we had asked Dafka and Rav Huna. Because in the Mishnah, it's not a kasha. Because Mishnah is beautifully like Rebbe. Why is the Mishnah like Rebbe? Because Rebbe holds that the Yesh Me'ila B'Koinamos and there's a Chi of Misa and there's no Tfisas Kedushin, so you can have her take that extra. You can have her take that extra neder. And once she takes that extra neder, that her husband, once she takes that neder, that Hanaz Tashmish is going to be usher to the whole world, including her husband. So, Rabbi will hold that the whole Kedushin is off. Sigh if they're already married, and sigh if they haven't yet gotten married, they're not going to be able to get married. So you have her take this extra neder, and then it turns out that it won't really be her husband. So he has no option. There's no option of the husband being made for her neder. So the Mishnah said, good, the Mishnah said, stama, that the husband, that you have her take this neder, that if she received from the Ksuba, she's not going to be she's not going to be nene from her husband, and therefore that removes the chashash that the husband's going to be made for her neder. So the Mishnah, it's not a kasha. There's no kasha in the Mishnah, the husband will be made for, because we have this extra neder she'll make to aser herself bahana. And yesh mila b'konam tzichiv misa. Oh, there's no husband to be made for. So she can take this neder, and we know she's telling the truth when she takes the neder. But it's only a kasha and Rav Huna, because Rav Huna clearly doesn't hold like Rebbe. How do you see Rav Huna doesn't hold like Rebbe? Because Rav Huna says, "Beniseis ein medirinaisa." So Rav Huna obviously holds that taking a neder that he's not allowed to get hana from her is not going to undo the marriage, because he's worried that the husband's taka is going to be mefer. So that means that the neder that he's not going to get hana from her is not going to undo the marriage. They'll remain married, and therefore he says, the Nisa says she's already married in Medira Nisa. The Gemara says, ah, you're the one who holds that taking that extra neder is not going to help, because there's still Tfisa's Kedusha. So then what about in the future? Just like now, Medira Nisa Benisa is because the husband's going to revoke it. So in the future also she'll get married and the husband will revoke it. It's not going to help to take a neder that he's not going to get hana from her, because the Kedusha will be Tafis according to Rav Huna. That's why the Gemara was Mamid the Kasha Dafgan Rav Huna. Okay, so this is very Gishmak, and the Hagoyin Rav Maizu Zetzal concludes, V'nochoin hu v'harbe yesh lefalpo b'zeh. V'harbe oid yesh lefalpo b'zeh v'en kan mokom harich. So these are two teirutzim to the Kasha of the Shad Ephraim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, yesh lo po'ot kama otiyot, yesh lo gimel, yesh lo dalet, yesh lo hei, yesh lo vav, yesh lo zayin. So yesh od harbe ma ledaber. Be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach, anachnu od nagia leze. Az ani mevakesh. Ani modeh lechem me'od shehekshavtem. Be'ezrat Hashem tisharu iti. ואנחנו עוד נראה נפלאות גדולות ורבות מתורת השם. השיעור הזה היה על דרך הפלפול ההונגרי, שזה גשמק מאוד. כמו כל דרכי הלימוד, כל דרך לימוד והחן שלה. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. שלום שלום, אהובי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.